Welcome to the teacher's
Wait, lounge. I feel like we need to ramble a little bit more than that.
Why?
I like our ramblings at the beginning.
We don't usually ramble at the beginning.
That's a lie.
Have you listened to our podcast?
I record it with you. I know.
Yeah, but usually when I start it, it starts.
I normally start it.
With welcome to the teacher's
lounge. Hey guys, welcome to the teacher's lounge podcast. I'm Honest Teacher Vibes.
I'm R. Rogers World. This is the last. What? She always makes fun of me.
I just laughed. How is that making fun of you?
You always laugh at me.
Okay, ready to go.
This is the last episode that we won't have Kenzie. And I'm really excited because I miss her so much. But it's okay because all the photos of her new place are so cute.
Have you seen them?
I've seen like the view. She's right on the beach.
Excuse me?
I was just with her for a week though.
Oh, okay. Because I was finna say, excuse me, Mackenzie.
She's right on the beach. Right on the beach.
So we're coming to visit.
Yes, Kenzie. We are going to the LA area.
To visit Miss Southard. Oh, is that where she's going to live?
She's like a little bit north of LA.
Ooh,
Ventura.
She bougie.
I think it's Ventura or something like that. I don't.
I'm country, baby. I don't live
on that side of the country, so I don't
know. I ain't
know.
Been all up in there.
But it looks really nice. And she's so excited. She's going there today. Excited. She was just texting me about it.
I love it so much.
But anyways, we've been rambling so much because we don't have Miss Southard here to like rein us in and get us on task. So we are going to overload you with stories today.
We love stories.
To make
this episode
is
lots of story time.
Just
episode.
Story times. That's the goal. You want to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
So there was a mollusk and a sea turtle.
Oh my God. This Nemo joke again?
Dude, it's the best. Come on.
Finding Nemo. Okay. But when you listen to Finding Nemo on the DVD play in your mom's car for 30 times in a row as a kid.
Did you listen to Finding Nemo in the car in your mom's?
Yeah, as a kid, we watched like the same movie over and over and over and over and over again because it was in the DVD player.
That just prepares you for being a parent. Because when you're a parent, you have to watch the same movie. If I have to watch Elsa and Anna and Olaf one more time.
I love them.
Not if you have to watch it 300 times. Oh my gosh. I try to change it. Them. And my daughter's like, Mommy, you watch Elsa? I'm like, Elsa went to the sunken place.
Oh no!
I'm just playing. I would never say that. Oh my gosh. Peyton would lose her marbles.
There's a few movies that I just can't watch anymore because Ethan and I watched them too many times in the back of my mom's van. The Pacifier, cannot watch that movie anymore. Mm-mm. You never seen The Pacifier?
No, and I don't want to.
It was really cute.
It's
with Vin Diesel? Wait,
oh, yes, yeah. I think I have seen that.
It's such a cute movie, but I can never watch it again. Yeah. I've watched it too many times. Finding Nemo, it's cute. And I'll watch the second one all day because I didn't watch it a billion times like I did the first one.
You know what movie I don't let Peyton watch because I don't like Bumblebees, that Bumblebee movie?
You don't like bumblebees?
I don't like bees, but I hear that like kids really love that movie, and my daughter ain't never seen it because I'm not finna watch no movie with no bees in it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't like bees. They stress me out.
That little bees. Okay, I don't like birds.
Is it called the bee? You don't like birds?
No, but Kenzie doesn't either.
Y'all scared of birds? Yeah. Or y'all just don't?
No, like don't get them near me.
You scared of birds?
Yeah.
What kind of sheltered life?
What do you mean? It's not sheltered. It's more, and I get it's a animal instinctual thing because they're so low on the totem pole.
But what is scary about them?
But I don't like how
it's flapping in your hair.
Oh, thank you. I don't like how whenever they move, it looks like they're seizing. I don't like it. And I get that they naturally won't make eye contact with other animals because they're so low on the totem. No, it's a thing.
They know this stuff.
Because I look up a lot of weird things. Like, okay, so because they're so low on the totem pole, in the animal world, when you make eye contact...
Hold on. I got to turn into Kevin Hart for a minute. You're not just going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
What?
Look up a lot of weird things.
No, like about animals.
Still.
Like when all of those... Because I live on the East Coast, and when they had all those shark attacks, I became a shark expert, let me tell you.
Ooh,
I
shark
did
expert.
All of the research. And then for some reason, one summer, I just got very interested in Nile crocodiles. Those things are terrifying. And so I looked up just everything about Nile crocodiles. Sometimes I like to learn.
Mr. Cameraman, Rebecca's voice is like really loud in my ears.
I'm sorry. I'm just
She excited. Loud already, but then.
I'm actually talking into the microphone for once.
No, you're still far away.
Am I?
Zoop.
Hello.
Sorry, y'all know we be having technical difficulties. That's very interesting to me that you are saying that you were a shark expert and just looking up things.
Yes, that's very because suspicious. I didn't want to get eaten. I didn't want it. I want to avoid.
That's because
attack.
When y'all go to the beach, man, y'all go all the way out there, man. I ain't going. I'ma dip my toe, and if any seaweed touch my leg, I'ma jump up out the water like Free Willy, because I don't play that.
No, I like going and I like riding the waves, and
so you go like far out in the ocean when you go out there.
Sometimes Avery will have to hold me up because I can't touch the bottom.
No, absolutely not. What if a shark comes to eat you?
That's why I wanted to know the sign.
Why would you go that far out?
Well, Avery,
baby, black people, when we go to the beach, man, we got our shins in the water. I ain't going waist deep. I need to be able to retreat at any point in time.
Well, that's Avery can still touch. I'm little, and so it's common for me to not be able to touch the bottom of the floor because I'm little. But Avery, his whole like torso was sticking out of the water. But
you go far enough out in the water for you to.
Yeah, but that's why I research sharks to like look for signs for shark attacks and
what
things like that.
What if an octopus comes to get you and just grabs you and you?
An octopus?
I don't know. What if a crocodile or something comes? I'm just playing. Anyways,
I don't like that birds look like they're seizing when they move, and it's because they're so low on the food chain that they won't make eye contacts with other creatures, because that's like a threatening thing.
What's that dude from The Office name that just look in the camera sometimes?
They all look in the camera. Creed?
No, what's Dwight? The name that loves Pam?
Jim. Anyway, stories, go. I don't like birds, and neither does Kenzie, so two against one.
I'm just going to stare into the camera.
She's not even here.
So I'm like the black sheep of the family?
Oh, my God.
I had to. I'm sorry. You set yourself up for that one. I had to.
Go.
Okay, so, y'all, you know, sometimes we get called into the principal's office for some very ridiculous things, but this might be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen someone get called into the principal's office for. So, teacher got called into the principal's office because the principal said that parents were complaining that the teacher walked too aggressively.
What does that mean?
Walked too aggressively, and that parents are scared of her because her walk was too aggressive.
What does that mean?
How you walk less aggressive, though? How
I
you
wonder
walk
if she put her whole like shoulders into it. I'm like,
I mean, even if she did, it's not like she walking like Miss Trenchbowl or whatever that lady's name was from Matilda.
She might have been.
That's scary. My thing is like, why are y'all calling people? You telling teachers they voice too loud or they ain't making eye contact and they walk is too aggressive?
So
for what?
That feels like a weird thing to complain about. If they're a good teacher, if they think
right,
it's nice. Like, why do you
right
care how they walk?
Right.
What?
You got bigger fish to fry. Let me make sure I'm staying in the camera. But you got bigger fish to fry than that your teacher walks aggressively.
That's so weird.
Like, what?
You know, I know of another teacher that was called into the principal's office, and they said, your voice is too shrill, and parents, and this was like on online learning. So your voice.
Let me pull a gym and look into the camera.
Parents complained that it sounded like she was always angry or yelling because they are on virtual, so they just hear the teacher, and they're like, the teacher shouldn't speak this way. They should change her voice. So he's like, you're gonna have to figure out how to speak different. And she said, that's just my voice, that's how I talk, I'm sorry. And they're like, well, it's too shrill, so you're gonna have to figure it out because it upsets parents.
What? At that point, I'm like, I'm gonna take a personal day. I need a mental health day to recoup after.
What's funny is they were a veteran teacher, so they've been teaching for years, and it was never a problem until it was virtual and the parents listened to it. So it's not the kids that hate it. It's just the parents.
I can't. One teacher, somebody told her that they wanted her son to be moved out of her class because her voice was annoying to him.
That's probably all my kids.
It's just the audacity for me. It's just the audacity for me. You know, sometimes parents are justified in their frustrations, but so are teachers, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like sometimes people expect us as teachers to be like these perfect people, and we're just not.
No,
okay.
We make mistakes all the time.
We make
all
mistakes.
My kids turn it into a game to find the typo in my assignments because they're like, they know there will be one.
Listen, sometimes when I spell a word wrong, I look at my kids and I go, you too can be an English teacher. You too. There are just some mistakes, though, that as teachers will get you sued.
Oh, my God.
Right? So this next story, a teacher emailed the front office about a particular student. Mm-hmm. She was having some trouble with the student, sent like a long email about the student to the front office accidentally CC'd the parent on the email.
Oops. And you know when we talk to the front office,
we just say what we're thinking. You ain't gotta.
They're pissing me off.
I'm not sure what came of that, I would have been absolutely mortified. My heart would have literally dropped into my stomach.
Okay, so I did something once. Okay.
Oh no, Becca.
So I can't remember the exact specifics of the kid.
Yeah.
I know it was during virtual learning.
Yeah.
I think it was a kid that just, I can't remember. It was a kid that just wouldn't turn stuff in.
Right.
Because I can't even remember the first name of that student, and that doesn't usually happen
to me.
So
you remember all your kids' names?
If they,
like, from years previous?
Yes. But the kids that don't that didn't do anything over virtual,
yeah.
I have a very difficult time remembering their full names.
Right.
So that tells me that that kid.
My kids be like, "Hey, Miss Richardson." I'm like,
"No, I remember all of them."
Do I know you?
The only ones I've ever had trouble remembering were the kids that didn't do anything over virtual.
Yeah.
So he just didn't turn stuff in.
Right.
And I had an email. I had an email in my inbox, and it was me, my principal,
mm-hmm.
and the mom.
Right.
And it was the parent, like, down at the bottom, I guess the principal forwarded it to me and included me on the email and was talking about how I just wouldn't give him assignments, or I wouldn't do this, or I wouldn't do that, and I just wasn't even attempting to help her child.
Why did I think
all of these things that I had documentation on.
Girl, you better document
of me trying to get in contact with her and the student and all of these things. And the principal is the one that, like, included me on it. It was like, "I just wanted to loop you in so you could see." And so after school, I was already having a rough day.
It was,
you know, during all the craziness of the pandemic. And so I responded, and I just said, "This is the evidence and the documentation that I have that this isn't correct. I'm sorry that you're frustrated, but I've been trying to contact you, and you
haven't been getting back to me." Like, this was your email to the parent?
Yes.
Okay.
And like, I just said, like, "Here is my documentation
that
you're incorrect and all of this stuff. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You won't get back to me."
Right.
"So I don't know what to tell you."
Yeah.
And then my principal showed up in my room.
Oh no.
In 30 minutes.
Oh no.
And was like, "Why did you send that email?" And I said, "I don't understand." And he said, "I BCC'd you on it."
So it's the parent. What? Said, oh my gosh. I just realized what you said. Oh no, Becca. Oh no. You weren't even supposed, the parent wasn't even supposed to know that the teacher was on the email. Did you get in trouble?
He was just like, "Why did you?" I was like, "What?" I said, "Why doesn't email, like, warn you before you sent it if you're BCC?" I didn't even notice.
Oh my gosh.
Because that is how tired I was.
Yeah.
And that is how stressed out I didn't even notice. And I thought, oh, no.
Crap. Dude, those times like that in education gave me so much anxiety.
Yes.
But so much anxiety.
What gave me the worst anxiety is that my first draft of that email, I took it to my friend, and he goes, "You cannot say this."
Oh,
and I
said,
"Why?" And he goes, "You're bullying the parent." And I was like, oh, okay.
Let me revamp that.
And he changed everything into being like, "Very nice, because I have an attitude problem." And the principal goes, "And your attitude had a tone in it." And I thought, thank God you didn't see the first one.
Okay, oh my gosh, Becca.
Thank goodness you didn't see the first one.
Girl, this kind of stuff gets your toe up right there. Shoot. That's the kind of stuff. You know what? Speaking of sending accident, we told y'all we had a lot of stories for y'all today because we hadn't shared a lot of stories the last 3 weeks.
We just keep rambling. We don't have Kenzie to keep us on track.
Right. Watch next week when Kenzie's here. We still ain't going to be on track. But that's fine. That's neither here nor there.
It's
okay. So you know how our tech guys, we email them, y'all, and
all the time.
It's something that we really could not figure out, and they get there and they fix it in like one click, and then you feel stupid that you had to call them.
Yeah.
And I had our tech guy have to come down to my classroom because I the laptops weren't charging. Mm-hmm. It was a new laptop cart. I was looking all around. I was like, I got it plugged up. How many cords do a laptop cart normally have? One big plug-in. Mm-hmm. All the laptops are plugged in on that one big plug-in. So I called him down there. I said, hey, man, I can't figure this out. Laptops are half charging at the top, won't charge at the bottom. Mm-hmm. He walks over to the laptop cart, pulls out the second cord, plugs it up, and then looks at me like, are you f-ing serious that I came all the way down here and all you had to do was plug this? I mean, it was a whole thing. I was like, man, these kids ain't got no laptop. They laptop dying. We trying to plug it up to a different thing. It ain't working. I mean, I was really, my whole pressure was stressed, but my pressure was sky high that day. And all I had to do was plug it up. But I didn't know it was two cords. That ain't my fault.
Bless those IT guys because they probably get the dumbest emails.
I know. And they just be like.
Day.
So this one IT guy, you know, I understand their frustration. Yes. But this guy meant to send an email to his other tech guy. This fool sent it to the entire school. Oh, wow. He got frustrated one day because everybody kept emailing him. He sent the email that said, I wish these idiots would stop emailing me. To the entire school.
Oh, no.
To the entire. Come on, my guy. How you? And at this point, I'm like, was it really even on accident? Because how you mass email the whole school instead
because
of the one person you.
A lot of times it's probably like a group.
He sent it to the whole school.
Or it could be blank staff group.
But I bet you ain't nobody really emailed him no more because he was like, they was like, well, if our tech guy accidentally sent out something like that, I'd be like, what an asshole. But then I wouldn't email him no more. I'd be trying to figure, I'd be like, he gonna think I'm an idiot. I'd be trying to. Now, our tech guy is like the sweetest person ever. He would never do that. But if I had a tech guy that did, I'd be like, well, guess I ain't gonna email you no more.
See, the one time that I had to go see the tech guy, he really thought that it was going to be a dumb question.
Yeah.
And I go, like, I can't even log in. And you could see in his face. He thought,
like,
it was going to be something dumb. And then he looked at it. He goes, oh, dang, your computer's not even hooked up to, like, the domain or the network. I said,
okay.
Okay. He goes, it could take, like, a good 15 minutes to fix this. I was like, you take your time.
You do you. Matter of fact, if you want to say it take 2 hours so I ain't got to do nothing with these kids, you do you.
You made me think of it because of technology and phones, yeah, and things like that. So
I would have been mortified. Oh, go ahead, best friend.
So
lots of stories today.
I remember this actually happened to some, like, a friend that I know, mm-hmm, personally. And so she was teaching, and she could hear someone talking while she was teaching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's rude. And so she tried to ignore it, but then eventually was like, okay, who's doing that? And look over, and there's a girl on the phone in the back of the room. And she's like, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm on the phone with my DoorDash guy.
No, you lie. Is this for real a story?
Yes. I'm on the phone with DoorDash. He's trying to figure out how to get here, and he's about to be at the office, so can I go pick up my food? And the teacher was like, no. You cannot go pick up your food. Lunch isn't for another 30 minutes.
And who told you could order DoorDash, and you, how you on the phone while I'm teaching? Because I know somebody finna be in the comments like, I can't believe you wouldn't let that student shit the hell up.
Because especially right now, and this was a recent story, so with all of the rules and policies about masks, kids are not allowed to eat in their classes. Like, it's a whole very strict thing of where they can and can't take their masks off in the county. And so she's, no, you cannot go. Well, I paid for it. Well, then you should have waited till lunchtime.
It's the audacity of answering the phone during class.
And it's not even can I go to the office? Can I go to the parking lot and pick it? No, you cannot just go out to the parking lot and meet some random person bringing you food. What?
You ain't finna get kidnapped on my watch, as my grandmama would say.
That reminds me of
another story. You sound like my college professor that every time somebody says something, he'd be like, that reminds me of a story. That's how you sound.
And I haven't even been able to release the full story of the field trip from hell yet.
Ooh. Are you about to release
it? It's a really long story. So maybe, I don't know, it's a really long story, but I'm going to tell a portion of it.
Tell a portion of it, best
friend. This one girl. And I don't work at that school anymore, so I can
say what. Say your piece, friend.
I basically took a bunch of kids to New York for Model UN, and just one portion.
What's Model UN?
Model United Nations.
Okay.
This one portion of the story is this girl, trying to sneak out, literally faked a faculty person, like a staff, pretending she was going somewhere with this adult. Had this grown-looking kid
what
introduce
kind of
themselves
spy kids?
To me as an adult. oh yeah, I'm gonna have supervision, and then tried to run around New York. And I, when I found out, and I put a stop to it, and I called her mom. Her mom started complaining to other teachers at the school. My daughter is 16. If she wants to walk around New York, she should be able to.
Okay, man. Well, if she get kidnapped, don't call me.
Who is Miss Rogers to say that my daughter can't explore New York with her friends? What? We're in New York City.
I just want y'all to know the way me and the cameraman both just looked at each other like, "Defo, for real."
It's... I was.
She would let her 16-year-old run around New York City by herself.
Not only would let her, but was so angry that I wouldn't allow her. A year later, was still complaining about it to teachers. What? I just remember being on the phone with her mom, and her mom was like, "Let me talk to her." And so her, the daughter actually put her on speaker, and the mom didn't know. And it's not your fault, honey. It's okay.
Becca, are you for real?
Yes. When I tell you this story. This field trip, do you want the whole story? It's a really good one.
What y'all think, best friends? I don't know. Because we did promise them a lot more stories. So I don't know if we got...
But maybe we'll do it next time.
Maybe next time maybe we'll tell the whole story.
We have to remember.
That's ridiculous, though.
It's a good story. Like, that's ridiculous. There's so many things that went wrong with this trip.
That's so ridiculous.
It was one day.
That was ridiculous. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
Well, whose is it, Patricia?
She was shoplifting the entire weekend, too. Yeah. She's trying to sneak boys into her room.
What?
I literally was camped out in front of her room because she was trying to pull so much stuff. And this boy thought I was just a kid. And was trying to get into her room. And I was like, "Do you not see me?
Because I see you. See me? You see me?
See us?
I see you. Yeah, yeah. I see you. Both of us here looking like two big
Barneys. He was trying to bring her ice cream because I grounded her to her room because we were there for multiple days. And he was just bringing me ice cream. No!
Ain't nobody bringing you nothing to this room.
She told a whole bunch of kids that I kicked her out of the club for eating ice cream.
Kids be lying, boy. They be lying with a straight face. Y'all lie for a living.
It was so fun. I even had a few parents reach out to me of, "I want my kid to join this club, but I heard you're very strict on, like, eating ice cream on field trips." What?
You know what? Some of the stuff that people believe
it's
from
crazy.
Their kids, I'm like, what? One kid, the parent called the teacher and was mad and was like, "Why is my child failing?" She was like, "Because he doesn't do any work." The parent was like, "Well, my son told me that you give an assignment to everybody except for him." Ma'am.
Because that makes so much sense.
Ma'am, do he also tell you that he washed his body when he go in the bathroom, just turn the water on, but come out musty as a goat? I bet you believe him when he tell you he went in there and took a shower. Oh, ain't washed none of his body. Talking about some, she was like, "Ma'am, how would I give an assignment? Why would I do that? I don't know. My child just said you're bullying him. You don't want to give him an assignment, and he's failing your class because whenever you pass out assignments, every time you pass out one, you always skip him."
What?
Girl, if somebody called Tracy, because my mama's name is Tracy, and Tracy don't play that. Baby, if somebody had to call Tracy when I was in school, and I would have tried to tell Tracy that, baby, she would have knocked my teeth to the back of my neck.
Oh, my gosh.
She was snatched out my trachea. Okay, my mama didn't play that kind of stuff. If a teacher called my parent and said that I got in trouble, the first thing my mama would say is, "What you do?" She's not gonna say, "Well, how dare you call me about that? Why are you calling me about that? And you could have handled that at school and blah." No, my mama is gonna always agree with the teacher. And I knew that was accountability for me in school to know, don't play with these teachers. Mm-hmm. These kids know their parents ain't gonna say nothing to them. That's why I asked one kid, he got in trouble. I was like, "What your mom gonna do when you get home?" He was like, "Nothing. She don't never do nothing." And then we came back to school the next day, he was like, "See, I told you she ain't do nothing. I ain't even scared of her."
What? Oh my god. I remember one time in middle school.
What?
I let this kid copy part of my homework answers.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher caught us.
Yeah.
And she called my mom after school, but my mom wasn't home.
Yeah.
So, you know, the phone rang and I was the only one home.
Oh no.
So I answered it. And at first she thought I was my mom and she's like, "Oh, Miss Mindell, like, this is blah 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 from school." And I was like, "Actually, like, it's me. My mom's or actually it's me." And she's, "Oh, well, I need to talk to your mom." And I was like, "Oh, she's not here right now." And she's like, "I know you're lying." And I
said, "She ain't here, bro. If she was here, she'd be right by the phone."
"She's not here." And she's like, "I think that you just don't want me to talk to her." I said, "Then I would have just pretended like I was her since you thought I was her."
Girl, I tell you what.
It's like,
There is never going to be a shortage of teacher stories. No. Because we literally deal with such crazy things every single day.
Can I tell one more?
Yes. Okay. I love stories. Y'all know Honest Teacher Vibes love this story time.
This is by far one of my favorite.
Oh, gosh. Because
it was between me and one of my really good friends at
school. Oh, gosh.
And I love this human.
Tell it. Tell and it so all.
This teacher, we'll call him Mr. Smith. But Mr. Smith is...
I know who you're talking about.
Mr. Smith is 6'6", dry sense of humor, mm-hmm. one of the funniest... Like, I told him I would pay money to see he and Avery interact with each other.
Oh, gosh. Because
they're so funny. And they have the same sense of humor.
If you don't know who Avery is...
That's my husband.
That's Rebecca's husband. We have new people watching the podcast that don't know who Avery is. It's Becca's husband. I'm single. Slide into my DMs if you want to.
But so, you know, we're next door classrooms, mm-hmm. and we joke every day with each other.
Yeah.
You know, he calls me a child. I call him a senile old man. And
shots fired.
Every day there's something else. The kids even got in on it. So funny.
Gosh.
Side note from the story. Like, for example, he would come into my room telling me how he's too old to play softball because he like threw his back out trying to throw the ball. And then he sent his student teacher over to my room. And he's like, oh, my student teacher really wants to observe you. And so I walked over to his room. I said, I heard you wanted your student teacher to see a real teacher in action.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, when you get to a certain age, man, you'll throw your back out bending over to pick up something.
But that's our relationship.
Right,
such good friends. Right. We love this human. But so we were cracking jokes before class. You know, the bell was going to ring in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And props to this young woman for having the courage to say this to him. His kids must trust him, and I love that he does that for them.
Yeah.
But this girl comes up to him and says, Mr. Smith, I really need to go to my car.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Bled through my pants.
Oh, no.
I really need to go. And he said, I'm really sorry. I can't let you go to the parking lot. And he said,
sir.
And she said, Mr. Smith, I really, really need to get an extra set of pants.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm looking at him like,
what is your problem?
And he says, I'm sorry. You know, it's a safety violation. I can't let you go out there. It's a policy thing. I'm really sorry.
Sir, I need some pants.
And she just looks devastated.
Rightfully so.
I got angry, and I looked at her, and I said, go, okay?
Okay.
I will write the stupid note.
Okay.
Go to your car. And then she started walking, and he looked at me, and he goes, did you just undermine me in front of my kids? And this was when I knew that I was going to be leaving that particular school.
Right.
I had just decided that I was going to leave.
Right.
And he goes, I know that you're leaving, but that could really cause some problems for me, Rogers. And I said, what? And he started calling her back. He's like, no, you gotta, no,
oh,
sorry.
My gosh.
And I was like, what
is
your
problem?
What are you doing? Like,
let that dang girl go to her car.
I don't understand what's wrong with you right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is, what? And he said, it's just dance class.
What?
And I said,
what class got to do with anything? Sir.
Because that's what she said. She needed to go get pants for dance class or something like that. I said, no, Smith. She said she bled through her pants. Oh, I'm so sorry. And he starts like panicking. He goes, no. He like motioning to the girl. He's go.
How did he hear dance class?
And I said, where did you get dance class from? He goes, I'm really tall and these masks don't help. he goes, I can't read lips. He goes, thank God you were here. Because
bless his heart.
I had no idea.
Because baby, that could have been a lawsuit on him. You better let that girl go
and
to her car.
He goes, I'm mortified right now. And he goes, I was really mad at you for a second, Rogers. I said, boy, I was really mad at you for
okay.
a second.
Okay, how you got to tell her she can't go to her car?
I could not figure out what had gotten into you.
Oh,
and for
my
the
gosh.
Rest of the day, he kept coming into my room. He
just
goes,
felt
I'm
so
just
bad.
Really embarrassed. And the next morning, he comes into my room. He goes, I just can't stop thinking about how bad that I feel.
I would have been absolutely mortified.
It's my favorite. And he's like, I just sat in bed, not able to go to
sleep. I mean, if I was a teacher listening in on that conversation, I would have been like,
I'm so mad.
You're going to get fired, dude.
Yes.
You're going to get fired in a lawsuit.
Think about how awesome it was. First of all, this grown man created such an awesome classroom that his, environment that his student female student felt comfortable telling him that.
Yeah.
And he felt so bad after.
Yeah.
And really owned up to it. Like, he is such a great teacher.
I'm happy y'all were able to further communicate.
Yeah, I was really disappointed in him for a second.
I don't understand how he heard dance class, though.
You really thought that I would do that to you over dance class? He goes, I was just as surprised as you. We were very confused.
Okay, that's where things are just lost in the train. These mask men, I'm telling you, they muffle word. I already feel like I can't hear, but when somebody's talking to me through a mask, I'm like, what did he say? I'm like, dude, why did he say what did he say? Y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We gave y'all a lot more stories this time.
We will have Miss Southern
back next week. So then you'll have America's Best Friend, Miss Southern, America's Sweetheart, Miss Rogers, America's Fireball. You'll have all three of us back. The gang's all here.
I'm so excited. That's how it'll be next week.
So y'all know we love when y'all come hang out with us. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's you can find our podcast on I always say YouTube because they're what? Can I finish my statement?
They mostly listen on things.
I just want y'all to know me and Rebecca, this is the kind of friendship that we have. So nobody be in the comments like, Honest Teacher Vibes is so mean to Miss Rogers.
No, this is the friendship that we have.
No, we have, this is, she puts up with me because I forget stuff all the time. And I have to text her and ask her like 15 times, what was the date of that again? Where's that at again? So anyway, we love y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Like, share, and subscribe to all platforms.
You guys say lovelies.
I love you, my lovelies. Can you follow me on Instagram?
Shameless plug. Follow Miss Rogers on Instagram at @rogersworld.
I don't know why I don't get followers on Instagram. I'm just desperate over here.
Bye, y'all. Bye.